It's 22 minutes past 8 on Sunday Extra, and with all this turbulent politics that we've been discussing, from the Farah by-election to the seven Prime Ministers of the century, there is often a bit of a feeling of exhaustion and getting overwhelmed, and it might be time for a bit of a moment of awe. Indeed, our next guest says that awe is good for one's mental health. Dr. Nikki Ann Wilson is a postdoctoral research fellow in the UNSW Australian Ageing Futures Institute, and also a conjoint research fellow at Neuroscience Research Australia. And Nikki Ann recently wrote the conversation article, How a Sense of Awe Can Be Good for Your Mental Health. Nikki, thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you very much for having me.
What got you interested in awe, Nikki Ann?
I'm a dementia researcher by background. I investigate ways to help prevent cognitive decline and understand what's happening in the brains of people who experience dementia. And I think that there's a lot of focus on diet and exercise when it comes to dementia prevention, and that's very important. We know that. But there's a growing movement to investigate things like social connection, mental well-being, these sorts of things, and how they can help protect our brains as we age.
I was interested also that you describe two types of awe, positive awe and negative awe. I think certainly when I thought of the word awe, I was probably skewing towards the positive. But what's negative awe, and what's the significance of that in terms of our psychology?
So you're correct. There's what we call a positive and negative awe. And awe, by definition, is something that we experience that's beyond our current understanding, combined with a sense of feeling small. Now, that positive awe that you talk about, that's feeling when you watch a beautiful sunset or something like that, you might feel that sense of vastness and experiencing a sunset that's so beautiful you've never seen it before. And that's a beautiful positive sense of awe. But if you can imagine that you're standing on a beach and there's a tsunami coming towards you,
different type of awe.
Exactly. You might be still experiencing that feeling of feeling vastness and sense of small and beyond something you've ever experienced before, but it's not going to have such a great feeling or any benefits for your mental health.
No doubt, and physical health not far behind it in that scenario as well. Nikki Ann, what does neuroscience tell us about the effect of awe? And I'm particularly interested in, how do you measure the effect of awe?
So it's an evolving science. So awe itself has been around for a long time. So awe, the origins of awe stems back to philosophy, and there's a lot of awe when we think about religious studies, and there's even an evolutionary sense of awe. But neuroscience is just catching up in many ways. And what we know in a neuroscientific approach is that there's parts of our brain that are more active when we're thinking about our internal self. So if you're thinking about your past, or you're ruminating on something, or you're really self-focused, those parts of our brain are more active. And when we experience awe, that self-focused part of our brain tends to decrease, and we become more aware of the external world. Our brain starts to focus on the external, and that can be a good thing for our mental well-being.
We've had a text in from Margaret who says, awe is Sir David's secret to good health? I think there might be some insight into that. You also describe the phenomenon of an awe walk. How important is nature and walking to awe, Nikki Ann?
So there's awe walks, which is incredibly difficult to say at this hour of the morning. There's growing evidence to suggest that awe walks might be one way of fostering that sense of awe and that connection to something bigger than ourselves. And it's even being investigated in the context of dementia. So we know that nature is a growing area where we're finding benefits for our brains. People who live nearer to green space tend to demonstrate better cognition, and they tend to have reduced dementia risk overall. So there's a benefit of being around nature, but fostering it through awe walks can actually improve the quality of life of people with dementia. So it's really about connecting to that sense of nature and getting out of our heads and connecting to something bigger, which we think might be beneficial.
Yeah, I did find myself wondering, Nikki Ann, how do you know if you're just on a walk? How can you absolutely guarantee that you're on an awe walk?
So there are some principles of mindfulness that come in here. So we've all heard of that being aware of the present moment. And so if you're going on a walk and you're paying attention to the beauty of a flower or something like that, that could, so mindfulness by definition is something that we pay attention to the present and what's happening around us with a non-judgmental awareness of that present moment and processing the stimuli in front of us. But awe takes it a little bit of a step further. So instead of just paying attention to the beauty around you, it's that feeling of being connected to a bigger sense of nature and our place within it. So it's really trying to sort of look up at the majesty of the sky, increasing our perception to sort of connect us with a broader sense of humanity. That's when we really get the benefits of that sense of vastness and feeling small.
Well, it's been fascinating to hear about awe, and it's got the texters thinking as well this morning, Nikki Ann, particularly in the pun area. Greg R says, lots of awe in mineralogy. Well, point made, Greg. And another texter says, an awe walk, awkward, just sticking my awe in. So the puns are alive, and I suppose that's getting people thinking this morning. But it's been fascinating discussing awe with you, and a much needed change of pace after all the politics of the day. Dr. Nikki Ann Wilson, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you very much, and keep up with the puns.
Nikki Ann Wilson is postdoctoral research fellow in the UNSW Australian Ageing Futures Institute, and her piece in The Conversation is How a Sense of Awe Can Be Good for Your Mental Health.